Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, July 12, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Donald Trump speaks to conservatives in Dallas. Dr. Fauci blames Republicans for stalling vaccination rates. Billionaire Richard Branson flies into space. One hotel employee prevents possible big-time violence at the baseball All-Star game. New polling says a majority of Americans are very concerned about rising crime. Also ahead, are you woke? Hope not. But first, Donald Trump addressing the conservative group CPAC in Dallas, Texas. Former president targeting political opponents and insisting the election was a fraud. Mr. Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis topping the list of potential 2024 candidates in CPAC's straw poll. President Biden's top COVID advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, saying some Americans, quote, rigid ideology is preventing them from getting vaxxed. The doctor pointing out lower than average vaccinations in states controlled by Republicans, about 50% of the total population now vaxxed, including 69% of adults, which is why COVID is on the wane in this country. Richard Branson, who runs the Virgin outfit, becoming the first civilian astronaut. The British-born businessman flying his Virgin Galactic craft 53 miles above the Earth to the edge of outer space. Rival tech billionaire Jeff Bezos will launch his own rocket later this month. Both companies hope to offer commercial travel to space by the middle of 2022. Average price, $500,000. But they will still lose your luggage. A housekeeper in Denver tipping off police after discovering guns, body armor, and 1,000 rounds of ammunition at a downtown hotel. The arsenal located just blocks from Coors Field, the site of the Major League All-Star game. Three men and a woman have been arrested. Cops say they were doing a drug deal. But who knows? A survey published by the National Journal says a majority of Americans are worried about violent crime, including Democrats. 57% of Republicans call the issue a major crisis, while 52% of Democrats agree. 7 in 10 African Americans labeling the national spike in homicides a grave threat. And that is true. In a moment, woke people, who are they? Right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Are you woke? Where are all these woke people anyway? I can't find them. I've looked, even asked some of my acquaintances, are you woke? No one will admit it. Now, I've seen a few woke bumper stickers like, no person is illegal. Not many, though. Most of the Biden for President stickers are gone. Never saw a slogan for Kamala, but I have one. The border's that way, sucker. Sorry, that's not very woke, is it? I suspect most progressive people fall into two categories. The first are mercenaries, like the CNN hosts, who are paid to be woke. If they don't toe the PC line, they will be separated from lucrative paychecks. So they stay up late thinking of ways to be sensitive and inclusive. The second group of woke wonks are folks who follow trendy things. If the crowd wants to obliterate due process, they do too, although they might not fully understand the concept. More than a few woke individuals don't know much about history, as the legendary Sam Cooke once sang. Being woke is very time-consuming. You have to be constantly vigilant, on guard against racist behavior by white folks. You must be easily offended by the unwoke and point out their many, many mistakes. It is exhausting. And then there's the weather. You cannot just say it's a nice day. Nope. Somewhere a glacier is receding because the guy across the street has a Hummer. I mean, what's up with that? When it rains, snows, sleets, or is even cloudy, you know the local mobile station is behind it. Damn those oil drillers. Disney executives are all woke, but I don't know any of them. I think I saw CEO Robert Iger eating kale in a Beverly Hills restaurant once, but I could be wrong. It was reported last week that Disney announcers in the parks no longer say, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. That's out, despite objections from Minnie and Mickey, who are now very confused by the new restroom policies. In fact, all of the Disney characters are on notice. No more Peter Pan, Tiger Lily stuff. That's cultural appropriation. Right, boys and girls? Oh, sorry again. As I said, it is downright exhausting to keep track of all the woke mandates. In fact, I need a nap right now just from reading this commentary. Please wake me when the whole thing's over. And it will be over. But not before a whole bunch of new madness hits this country. But the folks are waking up, pardon the pun, and this woke craze will die down. It'll be like disco. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. You'll like it there. And also my new book, Killing the Mob, number one again yesterday, a true phenomenon. We thank you all for supporting the book. In a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to ArcSeedKits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code PODCAST. That's ARKSeedKits.com, promo code PODCAST. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. ArcSeedKits.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Legendary rock group Eagles celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. But it is a drama-filled saga that includes millions of record sales, a rotating group of musicians, and lawsuits that span five decades. Here is the story. Eagles first formed in 1971 when all four founding members, Don Henley, Glenn Frey, Randy Meisner, and Bernie Ladin, came together as a backup band to play for Linda Ronstadt. In September 71, the group signed on with manager David Geffen and agreed to work with his new label, Asylum Records. They released their first self-titled album in June 72. It would become certified gold within months. By 1975, the lineup was constantly changing. Eagles released Hotel California the next year, becoming the biggest band in the USA and UK. They would tour, add members, fire members, break up, reunite, then tour again for the next 30 years. Don Henley would go on to sue his own record label, also a clothing company for using his last name, and other lawsuits. Henley was also sued himself for allegedly assaulting a woman with a maraca after she tried to pose for a photo with him. I guess that's life in the fast lane. Don Felder sued the entire group for wrongful termination after he was fired in 2001. Despite all the controversy, the band is one of the most successful in history. Their greatest hits album is certified platinum 29 times, the best-selling record of all time in the USA. They have sold 150 million albums worldwide, won 6 Grammys, and had 5 number one hits. And here's something else you might not know about Eagles. Even with all the accolades, the band is routinely ranked as one of the most divisive groups in American music. In 2016, Billboard magazine declared Eagles the most hated band in America. Founding member Glenn Frey died later that year. His obituary in the New York Daily News read, quote, "Frey's death is sad, but Eagles were a horrific band," unquote. That's not true. Eagles recordings are solid, tuneful. Their live shows excellent. And the New York Daily News, well, they may soon go bankrupt. Back after this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.